In your text, it said if you're not sure how to EQ something, don't. And here's why. We're going to let you hear a piano where we've boosted the sub-bass around 80 hertz. It's boosted to the point that it sounds like whoever's playing the piano is pounding on the keys. It's a very unnatural sound. Your text also talks about cutting before boosting. Often, if a mix sounds harsh, cut in the 2 to 4,000 hertz range, the mid-highs. Well, here's an example of our same piano, only this time we've cut the 3,000 hertz region. And we've cut it a little too deeply, and suddenly we've just sucked the life right out of this piano. These are just two examples of where EQ can go wrong. And as your text says, if you're not fully trained and well-versed in EQ, the best thing you can do is leave the audio alone.